Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's early morning, September 19th, 1985. 30-year-old Oscar Flores wakes up in his apartment in the Tlatelolco neighborhood of Mexico City. The night before was spent celebrating a new contract at work, but there is no time to rest. He has to get up and go to work, just like any other day. For a while, he stays in bed next to his wife, Rebecca. But at 7:15, he's managed to get to the bathroom. Running his hand through his dark hair and rubbing the sleep from his eyes, Oscar is just about to get in the shower when he feels everything start to shake. Maybe I had one too many last night, he thinks. But this is no hangover. And it's not just Oscar Flores who feels the ground begin to rumble. This is Mayday, a show about disasters and accidents. In this episode, we talk about the 1985 Mexico City earthquake, one of the most devastating events in the city's history, and one of the deadliest earthquakes of all time. The hosts in this episode are Luke Welland and me, Maya Nalani.
In the 1980s, Mexico City is one of the most populous cities in the world. 16 million people live in the metropolis, and it is predicted that the population will be almost double that by the turn of the millennium. It is a vibrant place, full of life and color, where modern skyscrapers and art meet beautiful old buildings from the colonial era, when Mexico was part of Spain. People from all over the country move here to make their dreams come true. And the streets are filled with people from all kinds of backgrounds. But despite the population boom that took place in the 60s and 70s, all is not well. In the 1980s, Mexico, like the rest of Latin America, is plagued by a deep economic crisis. People are moving in by the thousands, but the economic infrastructure is not strong enough to integrate all the new arrivals. Many are left to fend for themselves. It is a period that has since been dubbed La Década Perdida, the Lost Decade. And for 1980s Mexico City, it means increased unemployment, as many of the city's factories close down, factories that previously brought people there to work. As if the economic crisis was not enough, disaster strikes in 1984. In the suburb of San Juanico, a number of gas tanks explode and cause enormous devastation. The material damage had been bad enough, but the local government's poor handling of the situation also creates a distrust among the population that will prove difficult to overcome. But another disaster is just around the corner, a disaster that will have dire consequences for Mexico City's already vulnerable population and change the city forever.
30-year-old Oscar Flores hears something rumble in the bathroom, and it's getting louder. Anything that's not bolted to the wall starts to clink and shake, and the floor is now moving under his feet. He realizes what is happening and runs to help his wife, Rebecca, who is still in the bedroom. Now everything is shaking. Around them, the walls fold like paper and huge pieces of ceiling come loose and fall down. Oscar and Rebecca try to get through the door, but it's impossible to reach. They're stuck. They consider jumping out the window, but there's no time to act before the floor gives way beneath them. They fall down almost 20 feet, and before they even know what's happened, they're trapped under the rubble of what once was their 15-story building. In another part of the metropolis, 24-year-old Adrian Perez, like everyone else, is trying to figure out what's going on. The area he's in has been relatively spared, but it's clear to him and his colleagues at the office he's interning at that something terrible is happening. Once the quake has subsided, there is no question in Adrian's mind what has happened or what needs to be done. He heads straight into the devastated city to help, towards the Roma district, which has been particularly affected.
When the ground trembles for the first time at 7:17 a.m. on September 19th, 1985, no one is prepared for the sheer scale of the devastation that is about to strike fear into the hearts of Mexico City's 16 million inhabitants, that the following minutes will change the city forever. The 1985 quake is also often referred to as the Michoacán earthquake, a reference to the state in which Mexico City is located, as the consequences also affected surrounding areas. That being said, the city clearly suffered the most significant losses. Since Mexico City is built on a dry riverbed, mud, basically, it's particularly vulnerable to the kind of shockwaves caused by earthquakes. The instability of the mud causes the waves to increase in strength as they travel through it. The 1985 quake reached an incredible 8.1 on the Richter scale. To get an idea of the enormous force that signifies, consider that the 1989 San Francisco quake, which left between 3 and 12,000 people homeless and killed 63 people, had a magnitude of 6.9, and for every degree up on the Richter scale, the force unleashed is multiplied 32 times. The quake itself actually takes place on Mexico's Pacific coast, over 217 miles west of the city. But because of its incredible power, distance doesn't matter. Mexico City's already hard-pressed infrastructure won't be able to cope once the ground starts to shake.
Oscar Flores and his wife Rebecca are trapped under a mountain of debris. There's no light coming in through the rubble, so the couple is stuck in total darkness. Oscar's left arm is pinched between two massive boulders, and he's bleeding profusely where the muscle meets the rock. "Have we died and gone to hell?" Rebecca asks. "No, we're not dead," replies Oscar. "But I think we are in hell." The hours pass. It becomes more and more difficult for Oscar and Rebecca to determine how much time has gone by since the floor gave way and they ended up under the rubble. The complete darkness therein makes it impossible to know whether it is day or night. Both are tormented by thirst and fear, and Oscar is badly injured. In addition to his pinched left arm, he is buried up to his knees in rubble. He also has cuts on his face and is worried about the blood dripping from his eyebrows. He knows he will bleed to death. The only question is when.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The entire city is in a state of complete devastation. Buildings that only minutes ago were glimmering in the morning sun are now nothing more than piles of mortar and steel. One building that's completely demolished by the earthquake is the Topeka Textile Factory on Jose Oton Street. Before help arrives, the employees of the textile factory have already pulled 150 of their dead co-workers out of the rubble. In Juarez, one of the city's largest hospitals, patients are still in their beds as the floors begin to shake beneath them. Those who manage to avoid getting injured as the building falls apart around them begin to panic, realizing that they are trapped, that it's impossible to get out. As the building collapses, the screams are replaced by the roar of stone falling on stone. Soon, twisted, dead bodies lie scattered under the shattered walls. The surviving staff are doing what they can to help the injured, but most of the hospital's resources, including the ambulances, are buried beneath the rubble. When the ground finally stops shaking, the death toll rises from 150 to 561 people. But this will not be known until 5 days later, when the shock finally releases Mexico City from its grip.
To pass the time and try and take their minds off the pain, Oscar and Rebecca sing and joke with each other, despite being buried under tons of rock. They're in a truly horrible situation, but at least they have each other. Then suddenly they hear something. Something that sounds like a voice. The closer the sound gets, the clearer it is that someone is calling to them, but they can't figure out where it's coming from. But it doesn't matter where the voice comes from, because it speaks the words they've been waiting for what seems like an eternity. If someone is alive, tap a stone 5 times. Oscar doesn't settle for 5 taps. He grabs a rock and bangs it as much as he can. Someone just has to find them. Now.
When the dust finally settles, the once vibrant city center is almost unrecognizable. The greatest damage has been to tall buildings. On many of them, it is the upper floors that have suffered the most damage, as if someone had driven a sledgehammer right through them. Besides the Juarez Hospital and the Topeka Textile Factory, many hotels and apartment complexes have been toppled to the ground. Schools, roads, housing, and sewage systems, everything that makes a community function, destroyed in just a few minutes. But it doesn't end there. The following day, September 20th, 1985, the city is hit by an aftershock. It's not as strong as the first, but enough to hamper relief efforts. This makes it even more difficult for the already strained government to get help out to its beleaguered citizens.
When 24-year-old Adrian Perez arrives in the Roma neighborhood, it's as if he's walked into a war zone. Around him, buildings have been reduced to piles of gravel, and shocked, injured people are trying to dig out their lost normality from the masses. A vibrant neighborhood reduced to grief and destruction in mere minutes. What he sees is overwhelming, but Adrian is a determined young man. He makes his way to a community college, which, like most buildings in the area, has been entirely destroyed by the quake. And in the remains of this particular building lies something potentially deadly. Deep below the rubble are several gas tanks that could explode at any moment, which would be devastating for the already badly damaged neighborhood. Adrian Perez, an engineering student, knows what he has to do. He remembers what happened the year before in San Juanico, when the gas tanks there exploded. The young man walks straight into the ruins of the community college to find the gas tanks. Fortunately, he finds them intact, and in what seems like a minor miracle, he manages to get them out one by one, without any of them exploding. This would have been enough for most people, but Adrian is far from finished, because as he is about to leave the remains of the building, he hears a voice, and it's coming from inside the wall. The voice belongs to a little girl. At first, Adrian can't locate where it's coming from. The huge stones and pieces of concrete are jumbled together like enormous building blocks, and steel beams stick out of the masses like razor-sharp skewers. Adrian Perez starts walking around the ruins, looking for the source of the voice. As he descends a staircase, someone behind him shines a flashlight on the wall. That's when he sees it. Just in front of him, there's a small body.
Mexico City is left without electricity and telecommunications for several days after the earthquake. But the government waits to declare a state of emergency, which will later lead to a lot of criticism. It's like salt in the wound for residents, who see the inaction as a betrayal. Initially, the country's president, Miguel de la Madrid, also refuses to accept foreign aid. The earthquake would have caused an economic disaster in countries far more prosperous than Mexico. But the president still refuses to acknowledge that his country has been severely affected by the catastrophe. He especially does not want financial help from the United States, which he believes would be seen as a sign of weakness. But in the end, the gravity of the situation makes it impossible to deny what needs to be done. Soon, the government accepts that outside help is very much necessary. Relief efforts are ultimately coordinated by the UN, who sends supplies and money to the devastated Mexico City. In total, the damage will cost between $3 and $4 billion. Only on the fifth day after the earthquake can rescue operations for the trapped and injured people around the city begin in earnest.
After what seems like an eternity, the young couple, Oscar and Rebecca, are finally carried out of the rubble. The rescuers put bedsheets over their eyes so that they are not blinded by the daylight after spending so much time in the dark. The voice they'd heard came from a microphone lowered down into the rubble by the rescuers. After Oscar tapped the stone, they used sonar to locate exactly where the young couple was. Simple technology that saved Oscar and Rebecca's lives. Apart from the enormous psychological strain, Rebecca is relatively unscathed. Oscar, however, is immediately helicoptered to a nearby hospital, which is still luckily intact after the earthquake. Oscar and Rebecca will eventually find out that they were rescued on September 23, 1985. Which means they spent 4 days under the rubble. 4 days in total darkness without food or water, with hardly any air. In the Roma neighborhood, 24-year-old Adrian Perez has found the girl stuck in the rubble of the elementary school, but that's only where the challenge begins. The girl is wedged between the debris and can barely move. Adrian works tirelessly to free her, but it seems that for every stone he removes, 2 new ones appear. The girl becomes more and more fatigued as the minutes pass and begs him to just let her sleep. But Adrian refuses. He keeps digging. He's getting this girl out. When he finally lifts the small body out of the rubble, more than 12 hours have passed since he first heard her voice. Exhausted, he sits down on the ground. He's done it. He got her out alive. But thousands of others in the city have not been as lucky.
In the days following the quake, no one knows how many people have died. An official estimate will later state that approximately 10,000 people lost their lives in the quake, that 30,000 were injured, and 250,000 were left homeless. 412 buildings collapsed, and another 3,124 were severely damaged. It is also difficult for the injured to get help, as most hospitals are destroyed. The government's response remains slow, but a few weeks later, a new political coalition is formed with the aim of building new housing for the homeless as soon as possible. But 2 years later, less than half of the destroyed houses have been rebuilt, despite the city receiving financial assistance from the World Bank. Many people who lost their homes in the quake have fallen into poverty and are now living on the streets.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Oscar Flores lost his left arm after it was pinched under the rubble for 4 days. When he arrived at the hospital, he had a fever, blood loss, and was dangerously dehydrated. But both he and his wife, Rebecca, survived the catastrophe. Oscar has never returned to his old neighborhood, Tlatelolco. Engineering student Adrian Perez was just one of many who set out to help others that day at the risk of his own safety. Today, he is team leader of the Topos, an organization that specializes in rescuing people in extreme situations all around the world. He, Oscar, and Rebecca probably never crossed paths during the disaster, but like the rest of the city's inhabitants, they're forever linked by what happened and what they survived.
The Mexico City earthquake is a terrifying example of how everything can change in just a few minutes. How millions of lives can be turned upside down when the forces of nature are unleashed. In an almost unbelievable twist of fate, the same thing would happen again, 32 years later to the day, on September 19th. 2017, the ground began to shake in a terribly familiar way, and once again a quake in Mexico City caused enormous devastation. Measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale, this second earthquake was not as strong as its predecessor, but was a brutal reminder of a terrible memory. The 1985 Mexico City quake is a story of loss and devastation. But it is also a story of a strong will to survive and boundless empathy. Thousands of people like Oscar and Rebecca, buried under the rubble, refused to give up. Countless others who had just experienced the unspeakable had as their first instinct to go out and make sure others were okay. People like Adrian Perez did not hesitate for a second to go out and see how they could help. September 19th, 1985 is a date that is forever carved into the memory of all Mexicans, as a day when everything was destroyed, but also as how they rebuilt it all again together.
This has been Mayday, about the 1985 Mexico City earthquake. The hosts of this episode were Luke Welland and me, Maya Nalani. The script was written by Alex Hager and Maya Hersadius. sound engineer Victor Pearson. Mayday is made by the podcast company Cast.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.